This is the Ask Chef Jacob Podcast, Episode 4, Sous Vide Questions and Answers. Here we go, culinary gangsters. Break out your aprons, all that silly stuff. I don't know, I'm just rambling here now. Yo, so check this out. I got a question from Rob Sue, Stealth Culinary Forum member, asking me a question on the forum. And you guys are so cute. How shy you are. You won't send me an audio question. It's shy people. That's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. Sometimes it's easier to submit a forum question. So I've been going back and forth with Rob Sue about sous vide technology and other technologies that are like sous vide, like the CVAP water ovens and the combi ovens. Now, if this sounds all foreign to you, don't worry. We'll explain. I think it's tradition at this point to start every show with a sip of coffee, just because I know how much it bugs you guys. Let's see here. Sous vide technology is basically, sous vide means you're cooking, it means under vacuum or without air, okay? That's the French translation. But when you're talking about sous vide in the normal context of cooking, what it means, you have what's called an immersion circulator. And think of an immersion circulator as a pump that you can clip onto the side of any pot or vessel that holds water, and each circulator has its varying circulating capacity, so you can't like just clip it onto like a bathtub or a pool and expect it to actually circulate the entire pool. For ease of description, it's just a pump that you hook onto a pot or some sort of what we call a Cambro container, which holds water, and you can set that to a very precise temperature. And what this does is it sucks in the water, passes it through its heating coil, and pushes out the other side heated. And the circulation of this water bath allows a very even temperature throughout the entirety of the water bath. And immersion circulators are usually accurate to 1/10 of 1 degree Fahrenheit, meaning they hold a very, very constant temperature, which makes them awesome for precision cooking. And so there's all sorts of things that you can do with sous vide technology, which is going to have to actually, I've been planning for a while now doing a main Stella Culinary School podcast on sous vide technology, and also talking about modern cooking technology like combi ovens and CVAPs. So I wanted to answer Rob Sue's question. I'm not going to go too in depth here because I have an upcoming podcast episode planned around that. But Rob Sue basically says, I find knowledge in relation to equipment is very important. Here at Stella Culinary, I realize that when you understand the workings of a unit, it has much more applications than you think. Therefore, I would like people to give their views on the equipment, which is relevant to control temperature cooking. And then he quotes me in a previous thread where he says, Jacob discusses the brilliance of an immersion circulator. I found this interesting as immersion circulators are relatively good value in comparison to combi ovens, etc. So a combi oven is an oven that cooks with steam, and that steam allows for very even temperature and even heating. And a CVAP oven is kind of like a combi oven as well. The technology is slightly different. They're more made for holding, although you do have what's called the CVAP cook and holds, which allow you to cook with a humidity setting and basically do bagless sous vide. I know maybe some of you are lost right now if you're new to this technology, but I'm going to finish Rob Sue's question and we're going to circle back around. So just hang there for a second. Then he says, okay, I am curious about Jacob's comments regarding the immersion circulators. Has anybody had any experience with immersion circulators? Do you do bagless cooks within an immersion circulator? Can you use oil fat in place of water within an immersion circulator? Are the energy costs high with regards to immersion circulator? Okay, so basically what he's asking is, so there's three main technologies here that allow for precision cooking. Two of them are steam ovens, and those steam ovens are referred to combi ovens, and you call it a combi oven because it's a combination of hot air, heated air, like a traditional oven, and steam. And again, hot air is really bad at transferring heat effectively to any sort of surface or product, and steam is way better at conveying that that heat. And there's a whole science behind it that we won't go into because your eyes are going to roll back into your head. And if you're driving right now while you're listening to this, you might crash. So, but just the steam makes the heating much more accurate. So you can do what you basically call bagless sous vide, where you set your steam setting in a combi oven or a CVAP to a low temperature. And you basically set that temperature to what you want your finished internal temperature of the product you're cooking to be. So if you want your steak to be medium at 140 degrees Fahrenheit internal temperature or 60 degrees Celsius for my Celsius friends, then you would set your CVAP or your combi oven to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 60 degrees Celsius, using the steam setting. So you have steam injection inside that cabinet. And that steam is going to convey that temperature very evenly to that product. And then you basically just, you know, throw your steak in there and you cook it sous vide, or excuse me, you cook it in the combi oven or the CVAP. And after a period of time, for something like a filet, maybe it takes an hour and a half for it to come up to temperature, you have a perfectly cooked through medium steak. And then you would take that steak, you'd let it rest for a little bit so the exterior cools, and you'd sear it, and you have a perfectly cooked steak with a nice sear on the outside. Now, sous vide is this same concept, but using a water bath. And this is what we use extensively at Stella Culinary and in the Stella Kitchen, is this sous vide technology. And normally what you do is you heat a water bath using one of these circulators. You set it to you set the bath to the temperature at which you want your protein to be cooked at, and what you want the internal temperature to be finished at. And then you bag the proteins either in a liquid in a Ziploc bag or a vacuum sealed bag where it takes out all the oxygen. So in the case of like a Ziploc bag with liquid, a lot of times I'll actually bag certain proteins with their sauce because it just allows the more infused flavors. And I demonstrate this with a sous vide lamb rack recipe in a video technique that I do. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes here for this episode. But so what I'll do is I'll cook the lamb sous vide, chill it down, pull it out of its original vacuum sealed bag, portion it, then place it into a Ziploc bag, and then I'll pour enough liquid into that Ziploc bag to then drop the lamb rack below the water line of the sous vide bath, which pushes all the air out of the Ziploc bag. So now I just have the lamb rack and the sauce in that bag, and then I seal it up, and then I reserve that for dinner service. And then when we get an order, I just drop the lamb rack, which is bagged with its sauce, into the immersion circulator. It comes up to temperature. Pull the lamb rack out, give it a quick sear, remove the lamb rack from the pan, let it rest, pour the sauce into the pan, reduce it, and now you have this very flavorful sauce infused with the flavor of your lamb rack. So that's one method to approach the sous vide cooking. The other method is just to do a vacuum packing in a vacuum sealed bag using a chamber vacuum sealer, which we discussed in a previous episode of Ask Chef Jacob, and you just drop the protein directly into the immersion circulator bath, and you're good to go. And so all these different proteins that you're cooking are going to have best practices for time and temperature, which we won't get into in this podcast series, because I really just want to focus on answering Rob Sue's questions. So one of the things that he asks is, do you do bagless cooks within an immersion circulator? And the answer is usually almost always no. You always want to have your proteins in a bag because you're using water as the medium for cooking. If you just drop the rack directly into that water, then a lot of the flavor from that lamb rack or that protein that you're cooking is going to diffuse into that water. So you want to cook it inside a sealed bag, and that way it maintains a lot of its flavors and you really don't get any juice loss. And then Rob Sue says, can you use oil fat in place of water within an immersion circulator? Yes, you can. I see other chefs do it. I personally don't recommend it, but you can use oil and fat in place of water in an immersion circulator. And then, are the energy costs high with regard to an immersion circulator? And the answer to that is no. They're almost negligible. You're not going to notice any uptick in your electricity bill for that. So I hope that gave you a good overview of what sous vide technology is and some of the applications for it. But really, the main argument for sous vide is it allows you to cook a protein or even vegetables through to a perfect doneness every single time, and makes those cooking time and temperatures extremely consistent versus with something like a traditional grilling or pan roasting, especially in a commercial kitchen setting. You're relying on the intuition of a cook to get that internal temperature perfect time and time and time again. And, you know, he might be maybe able to do it, you know, on an average night, but then when, you know, you really get slammed and you're busy and he has, you know, triple the amount of steaks that he's used to, you know, grilling on his station, you know, he starts to get in the weeds and starts to get flustered. And all of a sudden, you know, your kitchen's busy and you're sending out steaks to the tables at the wrong temperature. And now you got those steaks being sent back and people wanting refires, and it really screws up your entire system. So something like sous vide, you have your steaks already cooked perfectly mid-rare, sitting in your circulator bath, ready to go. You pull them out of the circulator bath, cut them open, let them rest real quick before you give them a quick mark on the hottest part of the grill, and you send them out. If people want them medium, then you put them on, you know, a little bit of a cooler area of your grill, and or you can just finish them in the oven if you're marking them on the hot part. You know, so it's easy to go from mid-rare to medium really quick with sous vide. And if they want like mid-well, well done, you can easily just, you know, give it a quick sear, pop it in the oven, and be done with it. And then you always reserve a couple of completely raw steaks for people who want like black and blue or rare. But for the most part, you know, using the sous vide technology is going to make your cooking much more consistent and allow you to focus on more complex plate ups and more complex side dishes, because instead of constantly having to keep an eye on the meat and checking it always, you already know that it's perfectly cooked to an internal temperature. So then you can just, you know, so a lot of times we'll just start putting the plates together, and then last minute, you know, or basically, you know, when we pull the plates out of the oven, you know, after we've heated them, then we're going to take the protein, give the protein a quick sear. While the protein's searing, we're going to start plating the plate. Remove the protein from the pan, let it rest. We already know that we have a perfect crust because we can see it's a perfect dark golden brown. We're going to let the protein rest because we already know that the internal temperature is already perfect. We're going to finish plating our sides and really focus on the side, which allows us to do a nicer plate, and then put the protein on right before we hit it with the sauce and send it out to the customer. So that's basically the long and short of it with sous vide technology. And again, I'm going to have a much more in-depth Stella Culinary School podcast episode that goes in this technology a lot deeper, because it's really important to understand. Whether you're a home cook or a professional cook, it doesn't matter. I mean, the consistency that you can create when using sous vide technology in a professional kitchen is going to give you a big leg up over your competition who's not using it. But even as a home cook, it's going to allow you to create some much more complex dishes just by making sure that you're knocking your proteins out of the park every single time, and they're perfectly heated through when your family and friends come over for that supper, that meal. And that's it for this episode of Ask Chef Jacob. Thank you for listening to my culinary ramblings. Once again, keep those questions coming. You can do them on the Cell Culinary Forum or by going to AskChefJacob.com and submitting an audio question. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.